Time for our regular spot where we talk about children's literature and the wonderful world that is to be found inside books. Whether you are a kid or an adult, there's so many wonderful memories held inside those pages. But not just pages, it can also be found online. And this is the thing. Dr. Belle Alderman is the director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature and joins me in the studio. Hello, Dr. Alderman.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. When you hear that Wookiee sound of Chewbacca, do you remember watching the Star Wars series?
Oh, absolutely. Big fan.
Yeah. And it's such a lovely character.
Exactly.
Now, we're talking about a cultural diversity database. Can you talk us through what we're talking about today in children's literature?
A cultural diversity database tries to capture the fact that the world is multicultural and that we have mirrors and windows where we see ourselves, but others can see us and we can share what we're like. So we had this idea last year when it was the International Year of Translation, that stories are universal and that stories for children can mean that we can share those cultures in an educational but in a pleasurable way. So we thought, I know, let's develop this cultural diversity database where we would capture as many Australian children's books as we could. And we would create a database so that you could search on the author, the title, an annotation about the book or key concepts that might be involved or the publisher, or you could search on the Australian curriculum, early years learning framework. It would be free from our website. So what more could you ask for?
And this is the search. So I'm looking for a book. Say I want to look for a book around
sort of refugees, for example.
Okay, yes.
Okay, you could sort of put in refugees in our database and you could say, I want it to be for primary age children and I want it to also talk about family interaction, and it would pull up all of those books.
All the Australian books?
All Australian.
Okay.
Of course, Australian means that people might be of Chinese background, a Vietnamese background, or whatever background. So one of the strengths that we discovered, because this is only the third in the world, America did it first, and Canada, and now Australia has one. And the idea is to share the fact that we all tell stories to each other. Let's share what we're like and how we're different as well.
So often when we think about our favourite childhood stories, they're the ones that our parents loved as children.
That's true.
As well, and that sort of is passed down the line. And if you've held the same cultural background, you don't get any of those other fantastic stories, which could be completely different. I recently had a lovely book handed to me by a Polish neighbour of their childhood story. Yes. And it's delightful as well. All the same concepts.
Yes, it does sort of make you realise that we're all the same, but we're slightly different.
Have you got a favourite that you've found?
Well, yes, I do have a favourite that I found. It came out about 4 years ago, and it's called My Two Blankets. And it's illustrated by Freya Blackwood, but it's written by an Austrian, Australian. So she's got cultural backgrounds that are different, Irena Kobold. And in this book, it's about a young girl who's left a war-torn country, although they don't give you any details. She comes to Australia and she walks with her mother in the park, and everything sounds like through a waterfall. She doesn't understand their language. And you can see that she's very sad because everything is different. The air is different. The sun is different. The transport is different. So it's all about this little girl who makes friends with an Australian girl who every day they meet in the park, she brings her a different object and teaches her a word. So she brings her a little piece of sculpture like a bird and teaches her that word. And little by little, this little girl who's from another country, her comfort blanket is all the things that are around her that she remembers. But her comfort blanket is now encompassing a new world. Now that is really a very special book.
My guest this afternoon on ABC Radio Canberra is Dr. Belle Alderman. We're talking children's literature and multicultural children's literature in a way you can find the books, because often you do go into a library or a bookshop and you're overwhelmed by the choice and selection.
Exactly. So you could have this little database up and you could think, oh, I want a book that teaches my children about hope. Where can I find picture books that are about hope, that has Chinese background, that's by a particular author and illustrator, and just like that, you can get that kind of book up if you want to.
Now, how do people access this database, Bill?
Okay, so they can go to our website. NCACL is our, you know, National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. So if you put in ncacl.org.au and then you put in the little search term, cultural diversity, our database will pop up.
And it's all there. I love the web that will be found inside, the wormholes that you can go down. And then, of course, libraries are a fabulous resource, bookstores. Does the National Centre for Children's Literature have a library itself?
Yes, see, we have a library of about 45,000
Australian children's books. Yeah.
And we also specialise in translation. So we have 59 different languages. These are all Australian books, but they're shared with other countries because they're in that language. For example, My Two Blankets, the book that I talked about, is in 10 different languages. So that story then is read by children everywhere, and they share that same feeling unfamiliar with a new land and how do I make sense of the words? So this kind of database enables us to share those stories.
How is it translated? Is it translated at the point when it's being published?
Normally what publishers do is they go to a big book fair in Bologna, Italy, and they sit there and they try to sell their books to, say, the French or the German or wherever. And then that particular publisher hires a translator. And of course, a particular word may be not quite the same word in another language. So most of us don't realize how hard it is to translate, particularly picture books where there's so few words and each word has multiple meanings. So the art of translation is an art. But people like Freya Blackwood and Arena Cobalt are very lucky because they've obviously had very good translations. These books are now, as I've mentioned, in several different languages.
And the illustration too, often if you have fabulous illustrations, that brings in the multicultural aspect and the diversity aspect.
Yes, I mean, in this particular illustration, you can see the young girl, and she, just by the angle of her body, you know that she feels isolated. And
yeah, she's got her hands in her pockets and looking a little bit slumped.
Not part of a community. But as time goes on, she's making friends by swinging in the park and talking with her. So there's this beautiful sense on the front cover of the friendship forming.
And the girl is white with rosy red cheeks under an umbrella, and the friend, the newcomer to her community, she's all orange. She's got a hues of red and orange under the umbrella.
Yes.
And I wonder when that will change, when the white person is represented as another, you know, a person of colour.
Well, that's an interesting thought. I mean, you know, obviously, if it was this young girl, she's looking at the white person, she's thinking she's the different one and I'm who I am. But of course, really, in the end, we all are essentially a person. We are our own in our own right.
What about nursery rhymes?
I brought a collection of nursery rhymes because they're so universal. We don't know who wrote them. They've just been orally collected. That's one of the ones that would be in this particular database. So we've had a couple of collections in there. And it's interesting to share those stories from different cultures because sometimes the stories are the same, but they're slightly different. So this beautiful collection that I have included has six of Australian children's book illustrators included, but the poems are from all over the world. And that would be one of the first things I would share with a new baby because they're bouncy and they're funny and they're rhythmic. And that's what you need for young children, just to engage them, to have that sharing process.
What's that book called?
And that book is called...
Because the illustrations, the six...
is Over the Hills and Far Away, a treasury of nursery rhymes from around the world.
Beautiful. Isn't it funny the effect of nursery rhymes on children? I just think our favourite with my children was a book of nursery rhymes, Play School Nursery Rhymes. It's gone into the treasure box for being dog-eared and well-loved, just to hear those tales again.
They've lasted for generations for a very good reason, because they're memorable, they're fun, they're silly, they're bounty.
They always have great illustrations. I think looking at the list here of the illustrators, Bob Graham, Bruce Watley, Pamela Allen.
Yes, just the ones that you know are going to be perfect for nursery rhymes.
Wonderful. Belle, so again, if people want to search up a story, they want to go and find a story that's not necessarily known to them, but not have to go through and sit in a beanbag in the library for days on end searching. Because also your librarian is a great resource.
Yes.
But often this database sounds...
This database should be, the first step of call.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, okay. All the best with keep on building that database as
thank you.
More authors write and deliver and create and illustrate.
That's our intention.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome.
That's Dr. Belle Alderman. She's the director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. What a wonderful resource. I wonder if she's got a beanbag in the corner of those 45,000 children's books at the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. I hope she sometimes gets to sit down.